hit it right on the mark. 3 weeks in a row. Table Talk with Rookies family. If it's your first time tuning in, where have you been? If it's your a weekly tune-in, thank you very much for your support. Table Talk is Rookies family. We all gathered around right now in the podcast studio. We're back from COVID and bringing you entertainment, information, and current events, I think. And with style and flair, right? Why are you looking at me,
Sarah? Oh, my God. That's
Bob's
so
got
weird.
New killer glasses.
With some family dysfunction.
Yes, with some family dysfunction. Everybody present, either in the studio or on via the telephone. We'd like to say good morning, afternoon, or evening, and thanks for tuning in. A lot to get to today. There's a lot of stuff going on, and who's going to kick it off today? Anybody want to kick off with what's new with you?
I just want to put out there, I always like Mom's idea of nobody speak. We just see how long Dad until someone needs to interject.
Literally.
Okay, that's mean. Yep, got it. I appreciate it. Yeah, gotcha. And now I'm done talking.
Gabe,
oh my God.
I think McLaren's going to kick it off.
Yeah, I am. The first thing that I have to address is the fact that Shrek has turned 20. Shrek came out in 2001. And they are celebrating 20 years of Shrek.
The amount of times you talk about Shrek is just insane. I don't get it.
I love Shrek because when Gabe was little, even though he doesn't remember the movie, I can literally quote Shrek because I watched it so many times with Gabe. So I had to give Shrek the shout out for turning 20 years old.
Shrek was a good one.
What do you mean Gabe doesn't remember the movie?
Gabe like was... We watched it, and he, like, doesn't...
Yeah, I know Shrek, McLaren. Like, I don't know. That's...
It's kind of hard to forget Shrek.
No, you. We watched it, and you're like, why are you, like, quoting all the lines? Like, how do you know all of this? Like, I don't know this.
That's because you're obsessed.
Yeah, you're just weird. Like, it was weird, because every single thing they'd say, she'd be like...
Yeah.
The great thing is that Smash Mouth is... That's whatever that song is. You guys think that's the Shrek song.
Yeah.
Somebody
it
wants to.
It is, yeah.
It's not.
Yes.
That's like you guys thinking Rocking Around the Christmas Tree is, or what's the Home Alone song? Rocking Around the Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the Home Alone song. No, that's been there for decades prior to that. I just think it's funny.
Well, I'm a huge Shrek person. We got to see the Shrek play, and that's one of my favorite plays that we've ever seen. But also, Shrek was the first... best animated feature to win an Oscar.
Oh, really?
Really? I did not know that.
It's the first ever Oscar for best animated feature.
Huh.
Yeah. So
was it a new category that year?
That I do not know. But yeah, because
first
best animated feature.
Can you guys hear? There's a marching band passing my apartment right now.
Oh. No, we can't
bear. So it is parade day in the North End.
Oh, they parade.
So now it's 2 to 3 times a weekend there's a parade.
Oh.
It's insane. All the streets get blocked off. It's just parades all the time.
Hashtag.
Is it for religion or what?
Yeah, it's all like, geez. Can you guys hear this?
No.
No.
Nope.
All right. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to stop talking. I can't hear anything.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, okay.
Well,
all right, well, go
my
ahead and
next
continue.
Thing that I wanted to bring to the table is a hot topic right now in regard to the women's gymnastics team and Simone Biles basically dropping out of the Olympics. She started off slowly saying, I'm not going to compete in this. I'm not going to compete in this. And now it's, well, is she still, has there been an update? She's going to try.
No, I think she's done, isn't she?
Well, no, she still could potentially compete in 2. I think it is the floor exercise and the beam.
Okay.
She has dropped out of the vault and the uneven bars. There's no way. She will have to drop out of the next 2.
Yeah, she's a bad case of the yips. And I wasn't sure at first how I thought about it. What to think. Not how I thought about it, but what to think or what would come of it. But... it's dangerous, number one. If she's in mid-flight and is not remembering, if she has to twist or whatever, she's seriously going to hurt herself. And I think if you're not, it would it probably was a difficult decision for her to do, but if you're not right, you're hurting your team.
Yeah.
So I admire the fact that at this stage, at this level, that she did say it's not good, and you know, not have to worry about who you know comes up the ladder, and you know Suni did great. She did a wonderful job. That's a whole nother story. But when you're at that level and that's your lifeline, I can't imagine what she's going through right now.
I saw a gymnastics coach, or heard a gymnastics coach, I should say, talking about this and saying that it's very, very common for gymnasts to have this happen. And she said that basically what you have to do is take it all the way back to the beginning.
Oh, my God.
And you start at the beginning. Now, clearly they go very fast through this, but you basically have to learn for your brain to trust what your body's doing again. Because right now, her brain is not connecting to what her body's doing. And it can't keep track of where she is. So when she flies up into the air, her brain doesn't know where her feet are. It doesn't know where her arms are. She doesn't know how to land it. And the disconnect is extremely dangerous.
Wow.
But as a competitor, which, you know, we are competitive by nature, most of us, part of you goes, oh, come on. You're in the Olympics.
Right.
Get over it. Get on with it. You know what you're doing.
That's
but yet,
go ahead.
That's hard. It's hard to get over that, but we also have to realize that this is real.
I don't know. Go ahead, Matt.
I was going to say, it's interesting, though, because it seems to be, it's being made into a much, like, larger mental health conversation than what you're talking about, Mom, where you're talking about, like, just as a gymnastics competitor, yeah, like knowing your twists and turns to like complete the routine, like that's one thing. Everyone else is making it seem like she is like ridden with this like horrible mental disease. And it's like,
yeah.
Or maybe she just like isn't feeling it. Like, I don't know. It seems to be like kind of almost the mental aspect overplayed a bit where it's like, no, she just like isn't, like you said, the brain's not connecting to the body, right? And doesn't want to be able to
trust itself.
Right.
Yeah.
So when I first heard about it, I go back and forth, but I honestly thought it was kind of like a media ploy. I was like, she's kind of set this up. What's going to be coming? And then like more and more stuff came out and I don't really feel that way anymore. But part of me gets mad because it's like she took someone's spot, and I know she didn't plan to have like a mental breakdown, but she took someone's spot and now she's just dropping out, and these poor like girls that weren't expected to be there get thrown.
I know, but there are backups, and that's why there are backups.
Yes, but there, if you're not expecting that as a backup person in the Olympics, you're not expecting to actually go. And then these girls are just getting thrown in, and then the one girl was like basically dead last.
And I would have been terrified if your team leader, best girl in the world, just was like, nope, can't do it.
Sorry.
Like,
yeah.
I'm too like, nope, can't do it. I really would have just been so panicked.
No, you exactly. can't. You can.
If I can't do it either.
Yeah, if she can't do it, I'm out.
And that's also what's frustrating, though, because she is one of the best. But, and like, I get that's hard, but you knew what you were getting into.
McLaren, though, like that's, I don't see that as a bad thing that one of the backups got in. That's like the chance of a lifetime for them.
I know,
like,
but that's gotta be hard.
They may be the happiest person ever that she dropped out.
Well, the poor girl came in like last.
Not only that, though.
They got to compete at the Olympics.
That, and you know what? She's young enough. She can do the next Olympics, and she has some experience now.
She obviously knows what she's doing if she made it to be a backup.
True.
Like they're not just going to put somebody that doesn't know.
Right.
But I understand what Sophia is going. Well, Sophia just said there, because I was the kind of athlete, if it was the bottom of the ninth and I was out in the field or left field or wherever, I was, don't hit the ball to me. Don't hit the ball to me. Don't hit the ball to me. Where, you know, good athletes are like, I want the ball.
Yeah.
Hit the ball to me so I can make. I'd be like,
yeah,
no, don't hit the
play.
Ball. I'm just going to kind of blend in here.
I don't know. She's claimed to be the best in her sport. Phelps was
she's not claimed.
She is.
He is.
Yeah. Phelps.
She's the best ever.
Phelps right up there, and he never backed down in the Olympics. That's a once-in-a-lifetime chance.
He also only lost 3 times in his whole Olympic career.
That's called
he
badass.
He did not get first place.
Okay, but let's put it in perspective. Gymnastics over the years has changed quite a bit. I mean, the old-school gymnastics. It's like I liken it to basketball.
Well, but here's the other thing, too. If Phelps messes up, he's not really going to injure himself too greatly. She could die because of an injury because
honestly that whole gymnastics team's been through a lot, so I feel like I might be
one missed like move or jump in gymnastics can be career ending.
Yeah.
You can't really end your career in swimming.
Yeah.
Well, didn't she have a broken ankle? Who had the broken ankle? Was it Suni?
No, that's Suni who's been having ankle issues.
Okay.
I don't know if it was broken. I can't say that. But yeah, she had to recover from an ankle injury yesterday.
How cool was that, though?
Oh, amazing.
For her, yeah.
Yesterday, Dad was dropping me off at Barrio. And so we were driving around like East Side St. Paul. And I literally thought that I saw Suni's parents. But her dad was driving and I forgot that he's paralyzed. So I was like, it's not Suni's. I really thought, though. And they had a yellow balloon tied around their car. So I was like, oh, my gosh, like gold medal, gold balloon.
Wow.
I was like,
you were trying to manifest seeing them.
Yeah. I thought that's hilarious.
Sophia.
I know.
First of all, I can't believe you guys didn't jump on me saying gymnastics has changed. You know, it's not the sport of the 70s.
Honestly, who cares about gymnastics?
I liken it to dribbling and traveling.
That is so false.
I do have to.
You care about the gymnastics, the week that they're on every 4 years?
As a retired gymnast myself, I've always loved gymnastics.
No,
Gabe, you're a retired gymnast too.
Ooh, yeah. I don't care about gymnastics at all.
Tumbling around at Gleason's?
Yeah.
Yes.
I was pretty good.
He was in the industry.
I don't even think they did cartwheels. Yours was more like you get to do the obstacle course type stuff.
Yeah, they just jump into set it up. And that's what we do.
I had fun. I was really good at the bars.
I mean, he was 4, so.
Right.
I was with some people last night. We were out, and they said they don't like the Olympics. They don't watch it. They don't care about it. It's a waste of time.
Sad.
And I was actually offended.
That's so sad.
Yeah, because how don't you like it?
I don't know. I was talking with Dad, and my earliest Olympic memories were from Mark Spitz, the swimmer.
Mm-hmm.
And I, honest to God, remember our whole family in our family room cheering him on and running around and being so excited that he won. And I think I have just really loved the Olympics my whole life. Even this year, I was like, oh, I don't know much about it this year. Because of COVID, it's not as exciting. And then there I am. It's all I want to do is watch the Olympics. I love every sport all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For 2 weeks or however long it is, 10 days.
I also think it's human nature to want to see who is the best in the world. You get that with golf already, I think. It's because that's guys from all sorts of different countries. But you don't get that in... track and field, swimming, gymnastics. Who is the and what? How cool is it? Who's the swimmer? The 800-mile. What's her name?
Decky.
Yeah,
800 meters.
She gets to say, "I'm the best in the world. I'm the fastest." I mean, that's really. They don't brag about it, but hitting the pillow that night, you're like, "Damn, this feels really good. It feels really cool to be a winner."
Yeah. No, I agree.
And even though you look at who is second and third and fourth, and you're separated by 0.02 tenths of a second, and you're like, if I just would have extended my finger, or it's just, it's unbelievable. I think the Suni thing is great. Matthew, I don't know if you know this or not, but they've already declared it, St. Paul and Minnesota, Suni Day, the day she won.
The day after.
And I was saying,
oh my God.
Wait until she's home.
For a parade?
Yes.
Yeah.
They declared it like Suni Lee Day. But she's not even here to enjoy that. So I thought every year we're celebrating it?
Probably not.
Oh.
But
I'm just confused.
It's not like, hey, happy Suni Day. Yeah, happy Suni Day. What are we getting for Suni Day presents?
Minnesota State holiday.
What?
I think that's stupid.
That's like when my grandpa had, I forget which governor, was it Perpich? Declared it Red Mattock Day in Minnesota, in 1987 or whatever it was. And then I think it was Maria or somebody asked if we would be celebrating this like every year. Is it like, oh, it's happy Red Mattock Day again?
What?
Let's get presents.
Yes. Yes. But anyway, so that Olympic news is, it's hard not to watch, though. It's just hard not to watch.
It's so fun.
I don't want to see basketball, you know, Puerto Rico playing, Cuba. No, no. But I would like to see the U.S.
I did watch the U.S. play France and lose.
Yeah, that was a bad one. That was a really bad one.
Yikes. Yeah.
I like the more obscure sports, though. Swimming's, like, hands down the best sport to watch. Nobody can argue with that. Swimming is by far the most fun. Gymnastics is boring as hell.
I like it.
Watching gymnastics.
It's so entertaining.
I'm not entertained at all. I would rather watch water polo or like synchronized swimming than gymnastics.
I like it.
Do they still have synchronized swimming? I haven't seen that.
I saw like a qualifier leading up to the Olympics, but
maybe
I haven't
start
seen
now.
It in the Olympics.
But they had guys doing it too.
I think we've had enough Olympic
I don't need
talk.
To see guys doing synchronized swimming.
No, that's not what we need.
I've been watching a lot of diving.
Yeah.
Yes.
Our dive guys are sick.
Yes.
Yeah, diving's awesome.
Yeah, I like that too. We watched some trampoline yesterday.
Oh, that's scary. They really
it is scary.
Fall all the time.
Olympic jumping is what it is.
That's what Dad kept calling it. Jumping is in the Olympics. I'm like, this is more than jumping. It's crazy.
No, those are scary.
They're going 30 feet into the air.
That's absolutely crazy.
I do really enjoy watching the Chinese compete in just about any sport, though.
Yeah.
They are just so perfect at everything. It's incredible.
They really are.
They have an intensity. And
they're not my favorite. Really not.
Cool to watch. They're just perfection. Like, you watch, like, I think they won trampoline and they win all the ping pong and
badminton
and whatnot. And they just don't miss ever.
No,
they're
killer watching those guys.
I think that's
play
like
ping pong.
Their, not community, their culture.
Same thing with diving, too, for them. Crazy good.
Yeah, they are good. Yeah. They're like perfectionists.
Well, and that's their job. That's their job to work on that 24/7 to become perfect, as the communists party would have them do. All right.
Gabe's done with the Olympics.
Olympic wrap-up.
We're on like 20 minutes of Olympics.
Well, we like that.
That's just
like
a sports segment brought to you by Shamrocks, where we're going to eat tonight.
Yeah.
Untrue.
Yep, catch us there. If you want to see mids in action with us, come to Shamrocks for dinner.
So we're just giving up where I work?
We already talked about it last podcast.
If I get kidnapped, it's you guys' fault.
That's fine. Yeah.
The throngs of people
If you get kidnapped at work, Shamrocks owes us burgers for life.
I'll be kidnapped.
I'll let you be kidnapped
Someone
for burgers
might
for life.
Kidnap you because you're so cute.
Mom,
stop. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Speaking of work.
Yes.
This is my topic, and I would like to hear how you guys, what you guys feel about this.
No.
Disney and Walmart, two of America's largest employers, announced recently that they're requiring employees to be vaccinated. Disney is requiring all salaried and non-union hourly employees in the U.S. to be vaccinated. Workers who are working on-site but are not yet vaccinated must do so within the next 2 months, according to a statement from the company to CNN Business.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on forced vaccinations or you don't get to work here?
If I have to put on another stupid mask, I'll be furious. Vaccinate yourself so we don't have to do that.
It's becoming a problem, and the NFL is going to have an issue with this as well.
Yeah.
They're seriously going to have an issue with... But what are the reasons? How come I had no reservations about getting vaccinated? And why does somebody else? What's the reason not to get vaccinated? Are you afraid... What, you're gonna get COVID?
I think people just brought in politics with it, and then once they said that they weren't gonna do it, then they wanted to stand behind that. Like, they didn't want to give in.
I agree. They made it a political issue where if you didn't want to get vaccinated, you're a Republican. If you get vaccinated, you're a Democrat. And I don't know why that came about, but because of that little small thing, people took their stance on the vaccine.
I don't understand it because Republicans, you would think, are common sense people. And if, yes, Fauci masks, we don't know the science, all that kind of stuff, it makes sense for the polio vaccination, measles vaccination, yes, there are some people that are, you know, might have a reaction to it, but then that's your, you know, your immune system, and there's really nothing you can do about that. But I feel that you should be vaccinated, and I think we're all vaccinated here in the room.
Yep.
Well, there's no requirements at the airport, and there's no requirements at Hubbard Broadcasting to be vaccinated, but I think everybody pretty much is.
I'm okay with, I'm pro-vaccination in general, but I'm fine if private companies want to take stances like that.
Yeah.
I can see where it'd be more of kind of muddled if it's a government requiring it, mm-hmm. but for a private company, if you want a job here, you got to have a vaccination to a disease. Okay, seems reasonable.
Yeah, I agree. And I think also, too, is the part of the reason people didn't want the vaccine at first is because I think COVID was already so scary and things were so crazy. People were in weird mental states. And then they're like, we just quickly made this vaccine. Now get it put in your body. And I think people were like, whoa, whoa, whoa. This happened all really quick. What's in it? What's it going to do? Because there wasn't a lot of research because it happened so fast.
Let's go back to where it all started in China. What
shouldn't be in the Olympics.
Okay, what type of punishment or accountability
a big one.
Should they have? They seem to not have any consequences for this.
What the hell are you going to do?
The thing is,
they should not be in the Olympics.
McLaren, I don't believe in punishing the people. For something that they had no control over.
Unfortunately, their government messed up, though,
this
and they
is getting
there needs to be
extremely political on yeah. some ends,
That's
and I think
right.
we should probably stick away from that.
You don't even talk.
Stop.
You because sit there and just tell us
this,
to be done.
I'm telling you, this podcast today is not the move. There has been zero interesting topics.
We didn't get to yours yet.
I will say I upset Gabe a lot walking into the podcast,
yeah,
so I think
did,
this is what the issue is.
It put me in a mood, and it ruined the podcast.
But it'll put a smile on his face
no.
when I see him at work tonight.
McLaren,
yeah.
Do you think if the U.S. government did something and that just banned all U.S. athletes from the Olympics?
McLaren would
feel that's fair?
McLaren would figure out nuclear codes and destroy the country.
If our country did something as horrible as what China has done to the world.
Okay, no, stop. Also, you just sound so uneducated here. It's not like a planned governmental thing. That
yeah, but they need to have...
It's a leak from a lab.
And they
anything,
need to have some kind of punishment
dude.
For that. They need to have
no.
like some
right,
kind
I'm
of
with Gabe. This
punishment.
This is the worst. This is an uneducated conversation.
Do you remember when the rumors were it was because somebody chewed on a bat?
yeah.
Somebody was gnawing on a bat
Someone
and
ate
they
a bat.
Spread COVID.
I think if you ask most people right now, they would still say that.
They still, right.
Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's uneducated.
That it came from one of their markets.
Oh, that's just scarier than hell. All right, well.
We're not going to solve that here.
That's right. That's where I was. Okay, good luck to Walmart and good luck to Disney. They're requiring that all their employees be vaccinated.
I think they'll be okay.
But not the union employees.
True.
So,
that was a key. That was
that
a good catch.
That is a key to that,
the non-union
yeah.
hourly.
Yeah, because yes. you don't want to have to mess with unions. Let
right.
me tell you about that.
Right.
Do you guys remember the Disney store at the Mall of America?
Yes, they actually just closed.
Yeah, that was a fun store.
Yeah, it was. They
yeah,
redid it,
cool.
and I'm almost 99%
that.
Sure it just closed in
Which
the mall.
Store?
The Disney store.
Oh, yeah.
The
okay.
kids loved
it. It had the
that
big
store.
Red Mickey Mouse entrance.
Yes. We used to go in it every single time we went there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fun.
At the
mm-hmm.
mall?
Yeah.
I've never been inside of that
because...
a single time.
Fourth child problems.
The novelty had worn off, I think.
No,
that.
Because at that point when Gabe was there, it was like he didn't care about the Disney store. He's like, get me to Legoland.
Yeah,
True.
You had other
yeah.
things that you
I
yeah.
like Legos.
Yep.
Well, we but like Disney.
I actually would. If anybody wants to get me a Lego set, I would probably build
yeah,
it.
Yeah, was in my dream last night. You were built
swimmer,
a fire truck of Legos.
The guy from Florida going back to the Olympics, he's a huge Lego fan.
I like Legos.
Yeah. yeah. Dressel.
I would
yeah.
personally,
yes.
I would
yeah.
never buy them because of how expensive
they are.
Expensive.
Why are they
but
so expensive?
If somebody
though?
Bought petroleum, because
they're awesome.
But they're plastic.
Yeah, they're plastic. Well, that's made out of petroleum, McLaren.
Oh. Yeah, you guys made a big mistake selling all those bins of Legos.
We
oh,
still
we
have
sold
them.
All of them.
No, they're downstairs.
Basically, but we used to have literally six big tubs
I
that were
would
lawn.
Get into them, but
the
I used because I used to have them all color coded, and I knew what I could build.
Matthew, everyone liked Legos, but You kids liked like the freestyle Legos.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Gabe, however,
I like the
expensive kit the boy. Kits.
Yeah,
I want the car.
That's so
I want the
child.
Camper. I want. This I remember. House. I want the tree
because
house.
It's better than your little shit or your crappy, crappy little bleak. Like gross thing.
It was cute. You had a Lego room.
Yeah,
with
and
all
I had
the,
like a little town going
on. It was all set up
on.
Like a town. It was very cute. Mm-hmm.
The best thing that ever happened to Gabe is when I worked at Creative Kid Stuff, no longer a store. But and I got the big discount, and Mom would be like, "Okay, he wants this Lego set, this one for his birthday, these for Christmas." And we literally, he had so many Lego sets, and they were like the big, expensive ones.
I remember one time I lost a tooth, and I woke up and I had Lego sets sitting on my.
Tooth Fairy did not do that for me.
Tooth Fairy, wow, what a good Tooth Fairy!
Listen, you should have been smart like your cousin. He saved all the boxes,
had the expensive
saved
ones.
All the kits. Put them all, reassembled them into their kits and sold them and made thousands of dollars.
Because what? he had the Star Wars, which everybody pays. I had like the Lego City where it's like, I don't think those
well, you
are
like
really
that.
I don't even know what cousin you're talking about.
Evan Satzer.
Oh, don't say his name.
Full name.
Oh my gosh.
Shout out, Evie.
Hey, we're open book.
We are. All right, Gabe, you are the next topic.
That really started off a business.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It did. Started off a business for Evan in resale.
Oh, yeah.
Good for him.
I guess so. Yeah.
Start him young.
Gabe, who do you want to vote for in the next election?
What?
Talk amongst yourselves.
You know who's got my vote.
Let's go, Gabe.
Again, what?
What's your topic?
What is my topic? I didn't have
one.
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Where are you going?
Oh, yeah.
You got an invite to a party.
I know. Okay, yeah. But I don't know what a Y2K is. Like, what is that?
So Gabe got invited to a Y2K party, and he's like, what's a Y2K party? And
I don't know what I'm supposed to. I'm just showing up in regular clothes because
so
I quite frankly don't know what
that is.
Y2K
is the year 2000?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. It's like, okay, we get that,
okay,
but what do
that?
I wear?
It's the theme. So he's supposed to dress in clothing from that time.
What?
So
but
when
what?
You think of early
let
2000s guys,
let me just go and pull
guys,
out my 2000s attire.
Lots of, you wear a white undershirt, and then you throw a basketball jersey over, and then like a chain. It's kind of, it's the MTV Cribs, you know.
Vibe.
Vibe. Yeah, Justin Timberlake, you know, Jay-Z.
I don't have that.
Or you get
maybe
a big
I do some
jean
nice,
jacket.
Maybe I do a Justin Bieber.
He's not 2000s, though.
That's
yeah,
funny, Gabe.
That he was younger then.
It's more what? Street style.
He wasn't even born, was
like,
he?
Like, big, baggy clothes, I feel like, are what the boys wore.
Well, I don't have any
So
of
I
that.
Would like to volunteer to make you some pants.
No, oh I'm just going to show up
so
nicely dressed.
So in the year 2000, something that was still very popular were CDs for music.
Oh gosh,
we
yes.
loved CDs back then. So I have some pants that are jeans, and then I'm going to take some clear plastic CD holders and sew them on the pants.
Yes! Oh
and awesome. Then we're going to fill them up with CDs.
Yes, Gabe, that would be so
from the
iconic.
2000s.
Yes.
If you're CD pants man, that would be
so
iconic.
Oh, that would
iconic.
Be instant winner.
And then you can show up with a boombox to put them in over your shoulder.
No.
I'm going to post a photo of the pants I'm going to make.
Oh my gosh, you have
for
to.
For not me.
Well, yeah, then I'll make them for one of your fun friends. They'll be happy to have them.
Actually, most of my friends are going to a hockey tournament that weekend.
Ooh.
Boo. Oh, so you need me and Sophia to go to the party with
I
you?
Actually want to go to the party. Can I come?
No.
Well, she can pass as 16.
I was gonna
no
say.
Problem.
I look like I'm
you'll
like,
say this is my cousin.
She could dress as Britney Spears.
Other than the
she's
fact
got a blonde
everybody
wig.
Everybody knows what she looks like.
Not if she puts her blonde wig on, they don't.
Yeah.
And then I'm Britney.
Hit me, baby.
Free Britney.
One more time.
I'm there.
All right.
She's
all
your
right.
cousin Brittany from New York.
Yep.
Oh. Well, good luck at your Y2K party.
That's
let
funny.
The trust these gals and their instincts to make you a superstar.
McLaren's tooting over here.
I am not. Gabe has awoken.
Okay. What? Well, since we're already talking about like clothes and stuff, I wanted to get into. I had a thought about what style of shoe you wear, if it's connected to your personality or not.
What style of shoe
so
you wear?
So I went online and researched some shoes, like styles, and I'm going to read what personality that they go with.
All right. Okay.
So like dress shoes and Oxfords, you like to appear intelligent, mature, and confident.
So none of us.
Makes sense, though, if you're in the workplace, you know.
Yeah.
Slip-on, so this could be like Vans or that sort of style. If you wear these, you're all about being comfortable, casual, but also remaining considerably stylish.
I feel like that's mom. Mm.
Yep, mom, you're kind of part of that category.
For sure.
Birkenstock sandals, or just sandals in
Me
general.
Me and mids.
Well, except I live in flip-flops.
That's true.
We will get there.
Oh.
Personality-wise, you enjoy the outdoors, and you care most about comfort rather than looking a certain way, which means you're laid back and have a casual personality.
I'm not sure that that really fits me.
Yeah, you're not that outdoorsy.
And I don't think I have a casual personality.
And I don't think she cares about comfort when it comes to shoes, because she comes home with some pretty nasty blisters.
Yeah, that I do.
And this is for my older brother, Matthew. Off-brand sneakers.
Yeah.
What does it say about you?
You're modest and prioritize affordability and comfort.
Ew.
You don't feel the need to stand out in your appearance because it's the personality that really matters to you.
Damn it. That is spot on for him.
I know.
It really is.
$9.
I hate you.
I was at Primark on Friday, and I was looking for some shoes, but they were $16, so I did not buy them.
Oh, my God.
$16.
And I would pass $16 shoes up. I'd be like, those are cheap and going to fall right apart.
That is so
they're great.
Funny.
Get me on your level.
Okay, flip-flop girl or guy. Very chilled out and easy to be around. They're happy, go with the flow, and ready to see where life takes them.
That's so unlike mom.
That's not true.
She's gonna go with the flow.
I knew
though.
That would make you
if we're
offended.
Going somewhere,
I'm very
just throw
much
on her
go with the flow.
Yeah,
a pair of black flip flops, and I am not joking. That's the only shoe I need in the summer.
Right.
Do you guys see me in any other shoes?
No. Flip flops. That's
every
it.
Now and then boots. I'll put a tennis shoe on. But
I'm obsessed with tennis shoes. I need closed-toed shoes like all the time. I hate feeling dust.
I have been on a tennis shoe kick this summer too. It's either tennis shoes or my Birks.
Like, gonna find me with socks on.
I like
summer,
tennis
sorry.
Shoes if I know I'm going somewhere where there's going to be a lot of people, because if I go in Birks and I take them off, it's a gamble on if I'm getting the same pair.
Ooh, yeah. Oh.
Mm. Put them in a backpack and put them on your back.
Well, I just keep my tennis shoes on.
Yeah, that's smart.
Okay, and then my last one is wedges. And it's for women that are self-confident. You're graceful, assured, and always have a strong presence.
If I wear a heel, it has to be a wedge.
I like a platform.
I love wedges. I have these Tory Burch white wedges. And if I wear those out to the bar, I feel like I'm on top of the world. I'm so tall. And I just love the moment.
I'm not a wedge person anymore. I love platforms. Like, platform shoes are the best thing that's ever happened to me.
I absolutely despise the look of any platform shoe.
Well, that's rude.
I like platforms a lot.
I'm here for the platform.
I'm more into the pumps.
Ew.
Oh, Dad.
I don't even know what that is, but I know that it...
Well, a platform can be a pump.
I don't know what a wedge is.
How can a platform be a pump?
A pump is just a high heel.
But I would never consider a platform a heeled shoe.
What do you mean?
I would not consider a platform a heeled shoe. It's just a platform, like it's a category by itself. A wedge would be a heeled shoe, like a high heel.
No. Yes, there are platform high heels.
Oh.
They have the
yes,
like
I know. Now I know what you're talking about. Yes.
Yeah, no one cares about this topic.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's it for me.
That's your fashion fashion take.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
I think those are all pretty spot on.
Yeah. He is fashion.
Yeah. Segment of the
he is fashion segment.
Yep.
Her fashion fiesta.
Got your daily fix.
Love
Matthew,
it.
Matthew, what do you have?
Well, I was actually going to plan on talking about some Olympic things. And
okay. I have one quick thing.
That was canceled.
I have one quick thing about the Olympics.
Yeah.
When they're on the medal, do Do you want somebody to be stern and stoic, or do you want them to be bawling their eyes out?
Bawling their eyes out.
I don't think bawling, but I want them to be emotional and take it in and just be like, wow. Yeah.
I like that. I like when they're showing how much it like matters to them and how much they care.
Yeah.
Yep.
Could you imagine being there, though? Like, I would be the ugly ball, but, like, standing up on, like, the gold, like, you won the gold medal for your country, and your flag is coming up, and that's your national anthem. I would, like, even, I have tears in my eyes right now, because that would be, like, magical.
That would be overwhelming. Honor. That would be the definition of being overwhelmed by emotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, good thing I'm never going to be there.
I do have something I want to bring up.
Yeah.
Two things. And that is in response to my absence from the podcast last week. Number one, I think there was some slander on my name. I was actually out sailing during the
La-di-da.
Podcast.
That's why
you did not hear from me. It was not because I was out the night before.
The limbo.
Limbo.
I was successful in my limbo attempt. So first of all, there's that. I was sailing.
Let me say, the fact that Matthew was successful in a limbo is amazing because you're not a flexible person. So I give you mad props to that.
Were you sailing in the Haba?
It was not a low bar. So. yes, then we went sailing. The other thing I was going to say is skateboarding. You guys were talking about skateboarding.
Oh,
and
yes.
You guys were watching Olympic skateboarding last week or two. First of all, Nyjah Houston, who you guys were watching, is the best in the world. You guys are talking about they have like some schmucks out there. Nyjah Houston's the best skateboarder in the world right
now. He was the best that they showed by far, but...
Also, I don't know... First of all, everyone was joking that none of the good skateboarders are in the Olympics because they couldn't pass the drug test.
That's so funny.
That's funny.
And now there were... I think it was 12 or 13-year-olds in it.
Yes.
Yes.
Which was my point for that Canada dude who couldn't stay on his skateboard, that there were 12-year-olds in that country who could do a better job than him.
it was incredible. But I think if you watch, I don't even know if there are other skating camps. Like, you guys are probably watching like the street skating. Where there's like a little court,
like stairs and a rail, course. Like at the library. Yeah, the library
going on
steps.
The rails and the ramps and all that.
Yeah, which I'm less impressed with that. I think they should do like the half pipe because the half pipe is where you get people like doing crazy stuff in the air, like huge flips and whatnot. So I don't know why the Olympics chose to put just the street skating because I don't know. That's way less interesting to watch than. They should have put, like, the big half pipe that Tony Hawk would go out and rip.
Yeah, so, definitely. I agree.
I still enjoyed watching skateboarding.
Me too. I loved it.
I haven't seen any skateboarding.
Just no one could stay on the
Also, board. You guys commented on their clothes. I don't know what the hell you guys want them to wear. You guys were like, they look so, like, casual.
Well, let's have a uniform pant, at least.
Yeah, no one like
And maybe don't have your phone in your pocket.
That was
and what got your AirPods in?
Why are you wearing AirPods?
Yes, they're focused. They're listening to music.
Of course you would like
because
love
normally
the skateboarding,
Matt. Normally when he does it, he gets baked, puts the music in, and then just like shreds the skateboard.
It was funny though because one of the boys was interviewed the next day on the news and the dad was making fun of, he was like, yeah, I created a playlist for him and was just saying a bunch of like old embarrassing songs. Like he was listening to that. He was like, no.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Yeah.
I liked that it was like skateboarding. Like they didn't put them in a weird uniform and make them do anything. It was just like, these are just the bros out there skating.
Well, it is the Olympics. I like to hold them to a higher standard than what
it was authentic.
Normal.
Well, it could have been streetwear, but just Americanized.
Yeah.
Streetwear, but make it Merca.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Right, that was my comment.
Thank you.
Failing.
Well, those are good comments.
Okay, so let's combine everything. Do you want the gold medal skateboard winner to be like, what's up? That was great. Or like be balling at his...
Well, that's fine if he does that. But
I mean, on
be
the podium.
Good on the skateboard.
All right.
Yes, I want that. I want... that's who he is. Same thing with surfers. They'll do that too.
Surfing...
We were good at that. Our girl won.
I liked watching it, but it's so unfair.
It's so unimpressive.
It's just unpredictable.
It's unpredictable, yes.
They should have a wave maker, so it's the same wave every time, so you can match yourself up against someone. You know, if you go at 1 o'clock versus 4, it's going to be a different story.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Surfing?
Yeah, two surfers at the same time are still, like, getting different waves. And it's like, one of them gets a sweet wave, and the other one gets, like, this little crappy ripple.
Well, and the surfer who is in the lead gets the first choice if they want the wave or not.
That's true.
Sure.
And then they try and stay in each other's way so that they can't get on the wave.
Look at the draw.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, I think surfing's dumb.
Yeah.
That's, I think if I could be good at it, it would be fun, but I won't be good at it, and I'm never going to have the guts to try and get good.
No.
It's not like swimming where you can swim away from the shark in the ocean. You can't, like, surf away from the shark in the ocean.
Yeah, if I get, what's her name, Bethany Hamilton?
Oh, shoot.
Oh, the gal that got her arm cut off.
Soul Surfer?
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Why do you like that movie so much?
It's so good. I remember I watched it on my way to Florida, and then I realized, I was like, why did I just do that? I'm about to be in the ocean. Like,
I was, when me and Sophia were coming back from Florida, I downloaded a bunch of Joe Rogan podcasts, but I somehow chose 3 different podcasts all about, like, aliens, and they were talking about, like, airplanes that were, like, seeing aliens and, like, all this. And I was like, of course, my luck is I'm getting, like, abducted on this plane.
Game.
Oh, that's funny. Abduction.
All right.
All right. Go ahead, Mom.
All right. So I have a little thing from Dear Anne. I'm assuming it's Dear Anne Landers. And it's old, and it was from a Minneapolis fan that sent this into her. She was an advice columnist for the kids who don't know what that is. It was like Dear Abby and Dear Anne. So you could send and ask anything. And someone sent her a thing saying, at Senator Hubert Humphrey's funeral, President Jimmy Carter quoted Mahatma Gandhi as he listed the 7 deadly sins. I'd love to have a copy. Can you find them? Signed, Minneapolis fan. And Dear Anne replies, Dear Minneapolis, here they are. So this was the 7 deadly sins according to Mahatma Gandhi. Wealth without work.
Mm-hmm.
Pleasure without conscience. So Matt, you winning the lottery? Sorry.
Damn it.
That would be wealth without work.
Yeah, but conscience. I'd have a really good conscience.
Dad.
Oh, God. Knowledge without character. Commerce without morality, science without humanity.
I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
Is this above your head?
It's a little deep, Gandhi.
Worship without sacrifice, and politics without principle.
Ooh, that's a big one.
So we could take one of these for each podcast and discuss.
Dive deep.
We could have 7 podcasts.
I don't know about worship without sacrifice. I don't know how I feel about that one.
Yeah, what? You have to sacrifice to worship.
No, you don't.
No, really? that's what they're saying, Sophia.
That's what he's saying.
Oh, I think so, because if you're going to church, you're taking you're sacrificing your time.
I don't consider that a sacrifice.
Lent.
Exactly.
Oh, I
you're sacrificing something for Lent. You're giving something up. Well, you do something, but
I don't know necessarily how I feel about the doing the sacrifice.
I don't even consider that a sacrifice. I feel like when I worship, I want to be worshiping.
Yeah,
right.
So I don't consider sacrifice.
What is the point of, like, unnecessary suffering in, like, the praise of someone else?
You mean like the Knights Templar, where they're, you know, wearing the bed of nails or belt of nails.
Flashing their backs.
Right, right.
Maybe that doesn't really apply to our religion.
I think it does, but I just don't know that I see that as a requirement.
McLaren, they are Catholics.
That would be a sin?
Who?
The Knights.
No, Gandhi.
Oh, he's not.
Yeah.
He is not.
I actually once watched a show, and it's like a show on doctors. And the guy, he was either a heart surgeon in India, and he was Hindu. And he got a call one time to go to, like, an old lady's house. And then he went to the old lady's house, and it was Mother Teresa, like, where she lived. And he said as soon as he walked in the room, it was, like, a super weird feeling.
And then she told him that God put him on the earth so he could specifically like work on people's hearts. And he came up with this like one surgery, and he's done like 700 of them or some like outrageous number. And the closest doctor that's to him has done like 36.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. And he's not that religion. And he said he went in there and it felt weird that it was like she was so holy.
Did he convert at all or was
No, I think he's still Hindu.
Wow.
Well, he was in the show, and this was years after.
Interesting.
Obviously, she's
I think, though,
living.
If you're that type of holy person, like Mother Teresa or Gandhi, or
you have a different feeling.
I
like
feel
transcends.
What?
Be like transcends, like you're.
I thought you said be like Prince.
I thought so, too. I was like,
what?
No, not him.
I was like, why Prince?
That's so funny. No, I think that that person just has a whole different
aura
around them that sets them apart from else, just like Pope John Paul had, where all of a sudden you're like, what? This is not a normal person standing in front of me. They've got something coming off of them that no one else has.
Can't believe you got that close to the deuce, man.
Yeah.
That's really cool. John Paul II.
Why do you call him the deuce? I didn't call
Mom
him
gets
that,
pretty
no.
close
that's
to deuce.
But I did not. That was the one and only time I have ever felt that from another human being. Like, I didn't know that something like that even existed.
Yeah.
And to tell you the truth, as a hungover college kid in Rome.
Mom.
Being
in the Vatican.
There was the last place I wanted to be. I just didn't feel the connection. And then, boy, I felt it.
So
that's so cool, though.
That's worship with sacrifice. You didn't feel good. You went there. That was your sacrifice. So that's
maybe.
Well, when we were there, we didn't see the Pope, but we went into explored the Vatican and did all that. And when you walk in there, there is a feeling. Obviously, not as strong as being next to the Pope or Mother Teresa, but you feel wow, there's something about this place that's. I mean, I don't know if you felt the same way, Matt, but I was there's something it's magical.
Well, because. Growing up Catholic, you've heard about this place. You've seen this place.
That's the Disneyland of church.
Yeah.
Yes.
Disneyland of church.
The Sistine Chapel is insane.
I did not get to go on that Sunday enough. It was closed when I was there.
That was insane. Just standing in there, and we had a podcast going that was kind of telling you about things. That was wow.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
What do you think, John Paul? Hey, John Paul, what do you think?
Yeah, Gabe was supposed to be named.
Oh, we missed the mark on that one.
He should have been
Paul. We could still legally change Mid's
name.
Gabriel
is still a pretty good name.
Yeah. Let's legally change his name. You guys have control. He's 16.
No, let's let him.
I wanted
let's
his
let him
name
suffer
to be
with
Sunny.
Gabriel. Let's let him suffer with Gabriel.
Stop.
I'm just being more mature.
Oh, thank you. Taking the high road. We got a high road. No, mark that, please, in the podcast. Gabe taking the high road.
Our little archangel.
Somebody's over 50 and a 16-year-old's being more mature than them.
Oh, what about me at Shamrocks tonight? I'll be very mature.
You'll be mature not so there.
Good. What, Matt?
That sounds so good. You have to stop saying it.
Okay, then come home. We got a date tonight.
No, here's what we have. When he comes
They got a problem, I heard. And if you drive a black Jeep, your tires get slashed.
We are driving the white Kia tonight, baby.
Matthew, when you do come home, if it's sometime this summer, the Cannon River Run, we need to do that as a family. And then we're going to go to the, what is it, the King's Place?
Oh, the burger joint.
Yeah, Kings.
It's really phenomenal. Good. Unbelievable.
Burger joint.
It's unbelievable
in
Meesville.
I don't know, 100 different burgers on their menu.
It's so hard to choose. I love a burger with an egg, and they've got 50 versions of a burger with an egg.
Damn.
I appreciate you can get any burger as a turkey burger.
You can do that at Shamrocks, too.
Yeah.
I would say it's Lion's Tap-esque.
Oh, so it's thin.
It taste wise, it's that.
It is a thinner burger. It's not
medium rare.
Oh, it's so
good. It's not just a regular unfrozen burger. It's whatever the seasoning is fabulous in it.
Yeah, it was really yummy. But I really don't meet burgers I don't like. So that's also part of the problem. You really have to mess up a burger. You have to make the burger a hockey puck and not have cheese on it.
Sadly, since I unintentionally gave up red meat, I can no longer eat red meat.
That's so sad.
It makes me very sick.
This is a day of death.
I don't eat a lot of red meat except in my burgers.
I eat more like pastrami and Reuben red meat. Is that red meat? Because it looks red, kind of.
Yeah, that's.
Well,
that's
I'm just getting a thought.
Welcome to Sophia's brain.
We also were just talking about if pork was red meat. Which
pork is not red meat.
I do not think
pork. Apparently, technically, it.
No, it's not. It's the other white meat.
Wait, does pork come from a pig?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then sausage wouldn't be red meat?
No, it's pork sausage.
I don't know.
I don't think so, Matthew.
Oh, I like turkey sausage.
We looked it up, and we found that it was red meat.
Mm. Do they? I don't know. Well, I didn't know that they qualified that as.
Pork's not my favorite, to be honest.
Yeah, it says pork is still classified as red meat. Oh. Even though when you cook it, it becomes lighter in color.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I haven't had that either, so.
Try a little pork chop.
I'm not a huge
pork
person.
See how I do with that.
Yeah.
I've been having chorizo.
Oh, I do like chorizo. Is chorizo pork?
Chorizo is sausage.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It would
sausage.
Be pork sausage.
I like sausage. I don't like pulled pork.
I love pulled pork. Oh, yes.
Let's stop talking about food. Yeah. Wrap up this podcast.
Yeah, we got Shamrocks to get to.
All right. Do you have anything exciting this week, Matt?
We had a busy week this past week. It was Haley's birthday on Thursday.
Yee. Is she milk it for a couple of days?
It's a birthday week.
As well, it should be.
Love
I
that.
Can relate.
I love that.
Bless up.
So it was a very fun week. I had some friends in town as well. Have some other friends coming next weekend. Sam and Anna will be visiting.
Oh, fun.
And we are about to veg out a bit right now and watch Outer Banks season 2.
I got to do that today, too.
Same.
No idea what that
I've
is.
I've been waiting.
Right. Yeah, it's... I've heard it's really good, so I'm excited about it. I'm going to hang up and watch that with Haley and Katie.
I heard that it's really good, too, and I also heard that it's better than season 1, and they did a really nice job with the moving in from 1 to 2.
I think I need to watch the last episode before I start it, because I kind of forgot.
Yeah, or watch the full recap. Oh, that sounds like a good day. I'll do that until I have my date tonight.
I wish I had a significant other.
Me too.
I'm ready to date someone, I feel like.
Yeah, if you're looking for me to date someone and they're cute with money, you can email the family podcast.
McLaren.
Or DM me.
If you like burgers.
Yeah. Must like burgers. Must like Netflix.
Must be able to be teased.
Must have money. Did I mention that?
McLaren.
Again, our advice to you is don't marry for love the first time like Mom and I did. Love the first time, or money the first time, the second time for love.
So Haley must be sitting upon millions and millions.
Yeah.
All right. I'll talk to you later, Matthew.
All right. Sounds
See you,
bro.
That's all right.
You're out.
All right.
Take care. All right, well, let's wrap it up here. We are going to cue the music theme, please, as we wrap up. What episode is this, Mom?
Number 95.
All right. Wrapping her up here. Table Talk with Rookie's family. Thank you for eavesdropping in on our family issues, problems, and life celebrations. We'll catch you next time.